St. Louis.
No.
Nashville. Charleston. Louisville. Cincinnati. Wilmington.
Let's see.
Baltimore. Washington. Washington. Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They've got good cities here.
You know, it looks like those are the ones that were included in the other two versions of the Atlas, I believe. You know, just a few.
Probably. And, of course, that's where you get your range of the way people mm-hmm. say it.
Yes. Well, I know one thing. I've always been very sensitive about the way outsiders said Atlanta, and you said it right. So I give you an upset. No, but, you know, Yankees that come down will say Atlanta.
And, of course, a lot of people will say Atlanta, too.
Yeah. But allowing, especially these, I have a thing about some of these people talking about how they didn't like Atlanta. I said, well, you know, the same old cliche, the train runs both ways. Oh, yeah, not anymore. Now, let's see, this
not at all.
This next group includes thought about law and government. So if you can keep that in mind, if you were talking about the main city or the main town in this county, what would you call it? I mean,
the council, the mayor and council,
Valdosta? Yeah, Valdosta. In other words, it's the, what part of the county? It's, the courthouse is here and it's called the...
Oh, the county seat.
That's right. Well, now, in other places they call them different things. Like in Louisiana, you know, they say the parish.
Yes, and in Virginia they call them the courthouse.
Yeah. Well, I think this is why they were trying to find out what we said here. And then, can you say the word, you know, we were talking about law and government. Can you say the word the federal
government?
That's right. I had to get the government out. And this business of law and order, how would you say those terms together like that?
I'd say law and order.
Referring to
the police.
Referring to the war in 1860 through 1864, what would your term be?
I call it the Civil War. I've taught it too much to call it anything else.
You know, you have a captain.
Yeah, that's right. So I have to call it the Civil War. But I did before I started teaching.
Well, you know, the funny thing about it is I was taught never to say Civil War. Say
Ooh,
war.
My
mother
said, it's not the war. It was the war between the states.
And then I had some of my Yankee, I have some Maine relatives, and they call it the War of the Rebellion.
They'll bring that in on you, too.
Well, now this doesn't seem to go in this little group, but I couldn't figure out any way else to get it in. So if somebody was going to pay the penalty, in other words, he was a murderer and he was fixing to pay the penalty, you'd say, in Georgia, we'd say he was electrocuted, but some, before they had the electric chairs,
he was hanged.
That's right. We, this business of being hung or hanged always seems to make me, I don't know which one's correct. Now, if
he's dead anyway.
Anyway, he's probably going to be sitting out there waiting for him to get the law over with, and then he'll get out free. Topography and land condition, terrain, and the use of the land. So if you say this is good growing land, what kind of land would that be?
I would just say it was good land.
And now, how did you say the word that it was as opposed to poor land, and it was good land, but it was therefore it was the fertility, in other words, you say it was...
I think that I just know as little about farming as
I just say
it was good land.
Well, the word fertile is one that...
You want me to say fertile?
Yes,
I'm not so sure that I know when it applies to land, but some land is fertile.
Well, that's the way I was, when I was asking, I thought, well, I'm not sure whether that is land, you know, applies to land or not. Well, they were talking about flat, low-lying land. What would you call that kind
flat
of
land?
Flat land. Let's see, what about... low-lying land is partly underwater.
That, to me, would be a swamp, but my husband would probably correct me and say it was a bay.
Yeah, and some people say that. What about grass land that, you know, is good for grazing and everything?
Pasture.
Now, let's see.